If your lover won't come over, and when you call, they're about as warm as an ice cube. And your deck of cards is lost, and it's raining, and there's nothing good on the boob tube. Here's a game you play alone, and you never have to leave the warmth of your armchair. It's your job to try and figure out which word in each grouping doesn't belong there. Harpo, Ringo, Zorro, Julio, Zeppo, Chico, Stucco, Mario, Groucho, two C's in that one. Yeah.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Pet World, Uranus, Pluto.
One pair, two pair, mayonnaise, three of a kind, straight flush, full house, four of a kind, straight flush. Car theft, robbery, mugging, burglary, romance, hijack, arson, larceny, hairbrush.
Alpha, beta, gamma, epsilon, delta, zeta, theta, Dracula, sigma.
Aries, Virgo, Leo, Gemini, Cancer, Taurus, Nisan, Capricorn, Libra.
Monet, Manet, Van Gogh, Salvador, Dali, Sneezy, Cezanne, Delacroix, Renoir.
Earthquake, typhoon, mudslide, hurricane, romance, blizzard, firestorm, tidal wave, nut bar.
Sister, brother, father, son-in-law, uncle, cousin, nephew, W, daughter.
Whiskey, vodka, champagne, creme de menthe, brandy, ouzo, Pernod, Muscatel, water.
Southeast, northwest, northeast, north by northwest, due north, due east, Drew Barrymore, due south.
Headache, earache, heartburn, stomach flu, romance, toothache, sore throat, muscle ache, big mouth.
Freon, neon, xenon, Oregon.
Cotton, rayon, Orlon, Al-Anon.
Phone ring, earring, gold ring, slobbering.
Hardee's, Wendy's, Rabies, Burger King. Toaster, freezer, washer, opener, blender, mixer, anger, vegetable steamer.
Hip bone, heel bone, tailbone, fibula, cheekbone, jawbone, trombone, scapula, femur.
Desk lamp, lantern, flashlight, photo flood, headlight, dome light, night light, cellulite, sun lamp.
Puzzler, baffler, cipher, cryptogram, romance, riddle, mystery, question mark, off ramp.
Puzzler, baffler, cipher, cryptogram, romance, riddle, mystery, question mark, off ramp.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Today, a great mix of acoustic music and family fun, plus puzzles and games all morning long, including a pop quiz in just a few moments. We will have a couple stories from the WQED Writers Contest, including one at 7 from a second grader, and one at 10 o'clock from a first grader. Prime Stage Theater cast members Raina Aiken, Cameron Tino, and Kayla Zhu will come by to share a scene from The Amazing Lemonade Girl. That will be at 10 o'clock. At 10:35, Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition winner Juliana Mateo will be here with selections on harp. And Mark Tapsola, Richard Withers, and Dave Christie. In studio is the Snappin' Bug String Band, talking about their brand new release live at 11 o'clock. It should be a good day. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll get started this morning with Big Joe Williams with a song I think you'll recognize, done in a bit of a different way, however.
With y'all my sunshine, my only sunshine, he made me happy and start a grin. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my night, you, when I lead you, I'd help you help your own. Yes, and I woke up, I was mistaken, and I hung my head in. What's your mess? My only sunshine, she my only sunshine. She makes me happy and stars are blue. You know I don't love nobody here like in this whole round world like you. I lay down dreaming. I dreamt I held you in my arms. Yes, I woke up. I was mistaken. Oh, my head. We never know how much I love you. Now please don't take my sunshine.
Big Joe Williams at the Saturday Light Brigade, and you are my sunshine. Well, what a busy week. I hope you had a good week since we last spoke on Sunday. Ben Rutkowski of our staff was out at Ultimate Play Day with the Pittsburgh Play Collaborative, the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative, having a great time. We also sent Brett Hafley of our staff out to Woodland Hills School District to record thoughts of parents at a Woodland Hills School District meeting. And that same night, while she was there, we welcomed 11 global travel scholars in a digital storytelling workshop that we put on for them in our new Youth Media Center in collaboration with World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh. That just takes it up to Monday. On Tuesday, Ricky and I worked the polls, and I think are still recovering from Election Day service of checking in voters and providing instructions on how to fill out ovals properly. Meanwhile, our staff was out at Propel Pit Cairn with after-school programming and Winchester Thurston to record a chorus that was performing. We also did some work with Allegheny Partners for Out of School Time. Welcomed Youth Places, an organization we collaborate with a great deal, and worked with Allegheny Partners for Out of School Time. We made a visit to Homewood for an event called It Takes a Village. And a few other highlights for the week. Tad Whistle of our staff and Deanna Beringer made a trip out to Jeanette High School to conduct some interviews. We had a Youth Media Center open house where we welcomed a number of people in to say hello. We spent some time at Propel Homestead. And that brings us to today, where the Saturday Light Brigade is underway, and also the aforementioned Brett Hafley will be at the Andy Warhol Museum this morning. Hopefully with some shade. And some recording equipment to give you a chance to say hello and interact during what is a huge celebration in the blocks around the Andy Warhol Museum this morning as they get ready to have a beautiful day today. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz invites you to consider four-letter words whose letters can be rearranged to create at least two other four-letter words. An example of such a word is loop, L-O-O-P, loop. You can rearrange the letters in loop to form polo, P-O-L-O. You can also rearrange them to form pool, P-O-O-L. Another example is acre, whose letters can be rearranged to create care, C-A-R-E. And race, R-A-C-E. There are more words like this than you might think of, and we encourage you to see if you can come up with a few. There are even some that can be rearranged to form three different words beyond the one you started with, as opposed to two. And we encourage you to think of a few and then call us with your examples. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Hello to Tommy, who checks in saying it feels like August, not May. And good morning to Mark, listening on WSAJ FM Grove City. Thank you for letting us know things are coming in loud and clear this morning, Mark. Tom and Barbara out in Stallstown already have a few correct answers. I'll just give you a few of them. Spit can be rearranged to make tips, T-I-P-S, and pits, P-I-T-S. Spot can be changed to make pots and tops. And I'll add two more. Spot and opts. They also have slag being changed to gals and lags. That's the idea. Quite a few coming in. 412-200-5975. I'll share more with you in a moment or two. Here's Zoe Mulford now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Don't ask what I'm doing these days, I don't know. I lose track of it all. I'm all right, I'm just lying here watching the light as it slides down the wall. And some things have happened, but nothing's really news. Maybe I'll get a cello and teach it to sing the blues. If I had any sense, I would say I was steady. If I had any say, well, I've said it already. And you know, if I had me a heart, I'd have something to lose. If I had me a cello, I would teach it to sing. Don't doing these days, I don't know. I suppose I could smile. I'm all right, I sleep fine, and I cry less at night than I did for a while. And I don't want choices, 'cause then I'd have to choose. I just want a cello, I teach it to sing the blues. And I don't wanna cry, and I don't wanna holler, and there's nothing to buy with another day's dollar. And you know I got nothing to say, nothing to lose. If I had me a cello, I would teach it to sing the blues. If I love you today, I don't know. I'm a bit out of touch. I forgot what it feels like to care a whole lot about anything much. I don't feel like singing, there's nothing in it now. If I had a cello, I might remember how. If I had me a plane, I could be on the level. If I had me a soul, I could deal with the devil. And you know, if I had me a heart, I'd have something to lose. If I had me a cello, I would teach it to sing the blues. Of a second-rate sorrow, I could get out of bed and feel fine tomorrow. But if I had a cello, I would teach it to sing. I'd teach it to sing the blues.
Inside your chest, watch it ebb and flow. The darkest hour dies at the dawn. First clearing's yours to reap and sow. Clearing's yours to reach. it's gone, it's gone. When it's gone, it's gone.
Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. If I could talk to a younger me and Zoe Mulford, if I had a cello. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, our pop quiz continues this morning, and we have a lot of answers to share with you. Quite a few, in fact. Good morning to Sue in South Park with team forming meet and mate, and mean forming main and name. Taze becomes seat, and sate. Bait becomes beat, and beta. Great examples of four-letter words whose letters can be arranged to form at least two other four-letter words. Viv adds snap becoming pans and span, open becoming peon and nope, reap becoming pear, P-E-A-R and P-A-R-E. Snip becoming pins and spin. And nips and a pearl becoming pale, leap and plea. Chad as trap becoming part and wrapped. Late becoming tail and teal. Rate becoming tear and tear. And also evil becoming vile and live. A listener whose number ends in 528 and who did not sign his or her text has shop becoming posh and hops, deer becoming reed and dare, name becoming mean and main, scent becoming nets and tens, star becoming rats, tars, and arts. Good morning to Dr. Nelson Harrison, who, among others, had the word evil forming live and vile. Liar forming lair and rail. And I think I've mentioned the other one. Oh, sail can be seal and ales. Leslie in Oakland also had a few. Note becoming tone and eton, and ride becoming dire and ired. Jim and Crafton as leap becoming peel and pale. Bait becoming beat and abet. Time becoming might and emit, and diet becoming tide and edit. Excellent. Dan in Squirrel Hill has a few I've already mentioned, plus rose becoming sore and rose. Also, actually, rose, R-O-E-S. T's become seat and sate. Great answers. John and Glenshaw had a few I mentioned earlier. James Kastner has some that I also mentioned. Tommy has must becoming tums and smut. And parm becoming ramp and pram, among others. John also had news becoming sown and wens, W-E-N-S, the plural of when, which is a boil or swelling. Tom and Barb had quite a few, including lake becoming kale and leak. And if we accept names, he has auto becoming toot and toto. Antique becoming take and Kate. Russ has quite a few that he sent along, and we say hello to Russ and Sharon. Some of the ones Russ has, Tire Becoming Tear and Right. He's got so many, I can't list each and every one, but they are great. Dome becomes Mode and Demo. Shore becomes User and Ruse. Tuba becomes a butt and Taboo, T-A-B-U. Flow becomes Wolf and Foul. Stab becomes Bats and Tabs. And the last one of his I'll share is Drab becoming Brad and Bard. Well done, Russ, and thank you for being along with us. Finally, Tom has Maps becoming Spam and Amps, West becoming Stew and Wets, East becoming Eats and Seat, and Stan becoming Ants and Tams. And the sentence, Stan, as he looks at his maps, cannot decide if he should head east or west or whether his eats should be stew or spam, which could attract ants. But as he sits on his tractor seat, his arm tans while he turns up the amps as he listens to SLB on WETS, the college station at East Tennessee State University. What a nice job you did, and what a nice job everyone did. Thank you for playing along with us as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of radio stations and slbradio.org/radio. The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Clark Terry. And a tune called Mumbles. Oscar Peterson is playing along with the great Clark Terry. Really good to have you with us today, and thank you if you're playing along on Facebook, where you will find all of our puzzles posted. And you also, if you go to slbradio.org/radio, you'll find all of our puzzles available there, too. Each and every day, giving you a chance to play along and perhaps share puzzles with other folks who you think might enjoy them.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Are you ready for a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? It's time for our history riddle this morning. Boy, it came along quickly. See if you can identify the answer to this rhyming riddle. He was born in Moscow in 1921. May 21st was the date. A nuclear physicist, he worked on the atomic bomb in 1948. In the 60s, the end of the arms race became foremost on his mind. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1975 for being a spokesman for the conscience of mankind. Do you know who it is we're looking for? If you do, why not call us? Phones are working. And working wonderfully, I might add, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. He was born in Moscow in 1921. May 21st was the date. A nuclear physicist, he worked on the atomic bomb in 1948. In the 60s, the end of the arms race became foremost on his mind. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1975 for being, quote, a spokesman for the conscience of mankind, end quote. 412-200-5975. Good luck with this morning's history riddle. Lyle Lovett has released a brand new album, his first in quite a few years. It's called The 12th of June, and this is the title song.
Summer, after night turned into day, they were born a Monday morning in the days just after May, in the days just after May. By the brand stands your center, play for me I love best the 12th of June. I love best the 12th of June. He was strong across his shoulders. She was delicate of skin. And their mothers laid their ashes as we held them to our breasts. As we held them to our breasts. By the branch of Stangerson, play for me a happy tune. Know of all the days I love best the 12th of June. I love best the 12th of June. they make a better man of me. So to my father and my mother and all our fathers long before, there are those who walk above us who remember that we were. They will remember that we were. And to these beautiful two children, and to my sweet and tender wife, I will love you free forever, though I fly beyond this life, though I fly beyond this life. I love best the 12th of June. I love best the 12th of June.
Side, let love be your guide.
a song written for John Lewis by Dan and Claudia Zanes. Let Love Be Your Guide, the song, and Lyle Lovett did 12th of June from his album of the same name. We'll try to get another song on from that new album of Lyle Lovett's today. Glad you're listening no matter how you're doing so. Whether it be radio or online. Good morning to Larry. It's nice to have you listening today. Tom and McCandless and Jim and Blackridge and Linda, half of the dynamic duo, and Tommy and Virginia came up with the correct answer this morning. How about you? He was born in Moscow in 1921. May 21st was the date. A nuclear physicist, he worked on the atomic bomb in 1948. In the 1960s, the end of the arms race became foremost on his mind. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1975 for being, quote, a spokesman for the conscience of mankind, unquote. 412-200-5975 will have the correct answer coming up in just a moment, perhaps from you. You could also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Riddle answer, Andrei Sakharov, the Russian physicist, who in some ways paralleled the work of U.S. physicist Edmund Teller in use of nuclear physics for destructive purposes, with both men ultimately coming out against the war, also Robert Oppenheimer. Andrei Sakharov, the Russian physicist, born on today's date in 1921. A Saturday Light Brigade charge if you came up with him. And this song by Rosalie Sorrell.
From your schoolroom window, look up young children from
at the shining airplane. Such a beautiful sight, yes, in Nova Gay. It's many a mile from the Utah desert to Tinian Island, far away, standing guard by the barbed wire fences. They hide the secret of Enola Gay. High above the clouds in the sunlit silence, so peaceful here, I'd like to stay. As many a pilot would trade his pension for a chance to fly Enola Gay. What is that sound? Of my city, I rush outside, I search the sky. We're running now to find the shelters. The air raid sirens start to cry. What will I say? My children ask me where I was flying on that day. With a trembling voice, I give the order to the bombardier of Enola Gay. Schoolroom window, look up, young children, from your play. Your bright young eyes will turn to ashes in the blinding light of Enola Gay. My God, all I can say, I hear a voice within me cry, my mother's name was Enola Gay. Young children from your play. When you see any warplanes fly, each one is named Enola Gay.
The Saturday Light Brigade Enola Gay Tibbetts was the mother of Colonel Paul Tibbetts, and Enola Gay was the name that he gave to his plane, which was the plane that on August 6th, 1945, along with co-pilot Robert A. Lewis, became the first aircraft to drop an atomic bomb in warfare. The bomb targeted Hiroshima, Japan.
Let us try what love can do. Let peace prevail. to build this sad old world anew.
Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail.
Got to feed the hungry, clothe the poor.
Let peace prevail.
Can't afford the cost of war.
Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail.
Old wrongs now we must forgive.
Let peace prevail.
That every child on earth may live.
Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail.
Raise your voices, join your hands,
let peace prevail.
Justice and mercy in every land,
let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail.
Let us try what love can do.
Let peace prevail.
To build this sad old world anew.
Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Nelson and Early Cooper, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. A song from Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page wrote it. Sung there by a group called Edna's Kin. Hot Dog, the song. Get ready to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Our crossword puzzle of the air coming up.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Hello to Deborah Tobin. Nice to have you tuned in today and playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio. Well, it's time up for our crossword puzzle of the air. We are looking for a nine-letter word this week. Nine letters. And the clue is social space. Social space. The second letter is